USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has approved a request from the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States at two Texas military bases. The approval gives space at Fort Bliss and Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland for the temporary housing of children as HHS deals with an influx of migrants at the border. A Pentagon spokesperson says that military training or readiness won't be affected by having the children housed on those bases. Earlier on Wednesday, President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the crisis at the border. The president announced that one of Harris's most important duties will be handling diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A new poll shows increasing support among voters for a wall on the southern border. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Senate Rules and Administration Committee held a hearing Wednesday to consider the For the People Act of 2021, a sweeping election reform bill that supporters say would expand voter access and set federal standards for mail-in and early voting. But critics say the measure would take the power to hold elections away from the states, something granted in the Constitution. 21 state attorneys general have signed a letter to Congress urging them to vote against the bill on constitutional grounds. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is one of those AGs that signed the letter and tells Newsmax TV why she believes the For the People Act is unconstitutional.
Well, I think overall it's important for Americans and my home state of Arkansas for people to understand that the Elections Clause of Article 1 of the Constitution and the Electors Clause essentially gives states the ability to determine how we elect members of Congress, how we elect the president and vice president. And what we said in our letter is because H.R. 1, S.R. 1, whatever you want to call it, 1, it's 1 just a really bad idea, is going to take away those rights of the states and make these elections federal elections. And the framers and the drafters of the Constitution knew exactly what they were doing, that we didn't want to have that sort of power in the federal government because it would then eliminate the power of the states. That's why these attorneys general from 20 states have signed this letter telling leaders in Congress not to vote for this bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.